Lafayette is building a new youth wrestling facility. The Lafayette City Council has approved a $659,000 project funded through Splost Recreation dollars. The new building will be located near the Villanow Street entrance to the city's Pollinator Trail and will include an ADA-accessible restroom for wrestlers and trail users. The wrestling program began nearly 10 years ago and has grown from a small practice space to more than 100 participants last season. City of Officials say the program has outgrown its current facilities and the new building will provide a permanent home for young athletes. Construction is underway with completion expected this winter. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has announced an investigation into Ready to Register and other third-party groups after reports of voter registration mailers being sent to deceased and ineligible individuals. Officials say some mailings were based on outdated commercial databases, creating confusion for voters and additional work for election offices. Raffensperger says Georgia maintains one of the nation's cleanest voter rolls through ongoing list maintenance and citizenship verification. Voters can check their registration status through the Secretary of State's My Voter page and should ignore registration mail if they are already registered at their current address. A Chattanooga man is facing multiple charges after authorities say he led law enforcement on a high-speed chase in a stolen truck from Tennessee into Fort Oglethorpe Friday evening. Investigators say 32-year-old Van William Atkins was driving a stolen Ford F-150 at speeds topping 100 miles per hour on Interstate 24, Interstate 75, and Battlefield Parkway. Deputies say Atkins ran red lights and drove into oncoming traffic before officers used several pit maneuvers to stop the truck in a Battlefield Parkway shopping center parking lot. Authorities say Atkins refused commands after the truck was disabled and was eventually taken into custody. He was treated at a hospital before being charged with evading arrest, theft of property, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, and speeding. He's scheduled to appear in Hamilton County General Sessions Court August 25th. More news coming up after this. Sales of existing homes slowed in June as home prices reached a record high, creating continued affordability challenges for buyers. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales fell 2.4% from May, though sales were slightly higher than a year ago. The median home price climbed to a record $440,600, marking the 36th straight month of year-over-year increases. Economists say limited housing supply and higher mortgage rates continue to pressure buyers, especially first-time homeowners, and more housing inventory will be needed to improve affordability. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. If you are looking for school supply list as we get set to go back to school, you can find those by school at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's on AM 1590 WQCH.